back here for half number two between the Vandals and the Carlinville Cavaliers. Vandals lead the Cavaliers 28-0 as both teams on the field to start half number two. Cavaliers will get the ball to start the half as the Vandals getting ready to tee off. As the Cavaliers have struggled moving the ball, they've gotten some good drives here and there, but for the most part, the Vandals defense once again has stiffened. As coming into this game, the Vandals have only given up 35 total points on the year. They gave up 14 last week to Staunton and gave up 21 in week one against Pena. And so far, pitching a shutout tonight as a defense. So the Vandals getting some last-minute instructions from special teams coach Marcus Zimmerman. Cavaliers getting some last-minute coaches from Chad Easterday on the sideline. So halftime has officially come and gone as the Cavaliers take the field set to return deep. As Noah Byatt set to return the kick. As the Vandals take the field, ready to get half number two underway. Jacob Johnson lines the tee on the 40-yard line.
Litchfield will kick off the start the second half.
As the Vandals set to kick off,
has the football teed up at the 40.
Noah Byatt set to return the kick. Johnson has it teed up. And we are just about ready for half number two of play. Johnson gets the kick away, and it is going to be bounced and fielded by Byatt. Byatt gets across the 20s, across the 25. He's wrapped up, and he's going to be brought down by a swarm of Vandals. As I believe that was Gunnar Major who made the tackle. And the Cavaliers will have the ball first down and 10. From their own 27. The first down and 10 from the Carlinville 27. Cavaliers will be moving from left to right here in the half. The first down and 10 from the 27. 7 seconds ran off the clock there. As Byatt has a empty backfield look. Shotgun formation. Takes the snap. And he's just going to run it himself to the left side. He's across the 30. He's down near the 35, and he was brought down by Connor DePue at about the shy of the 35, and a second down and four from about the 33. So second down and four from about the 34-yard line. As it's going to be a wing tee look for the Cavaliers. Byatt gives it to Tristan Thompson as Thompson is looking to get to the outside, but he's going to be wrapped up and brought down by Jay Keck. Excuse me, Hey, Duckles who ran the ball there, and it's third down and four. Make that third down seven, he was brought down for a loss of three. About the 30-yard line. So third down and seven from the Cavalier 30-yard line. Shotgun look for the Cavaliers. Two receivers to his left. He's going to run it himself. He's going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals. Jaden Rosetto looks like he's in on the tackle. Excuse me, it's Caden Tidwell. He's in on the tackle. As was Bryce Hartlib. So Caden Tidwell and Bryce Hartlib in on the tackle, making it fourth down and three. So fourth down and three, shy of the 35. So Noah Byatt, believe he's set to punt. Hard to tell if they're going to go for it or if they're going to punt it away. He's just going to go ahead and punt it away, and it's blocked and it's going to be pushed out of bounds just past the Cavalier 45. So it's going to be first down and 10 from about the Cavalier 46. So first down and 10 from the Carlinville Cavaliers 46 as Quentin Stombaugh back out to lead this Vandals offense. First down and 10 from the Cavalier 46. Shotgun look for Stombaugh. One receiver to his left. Three to his right. Jay Keck in the backfield. Play action for the Vandals. Stombaugh steps up in the pocket. He's looking to avoid pressure. He's going to take it himself. He pulls it down at about the 45. He's down across the 45, 35. He is across the 30, and he's wrapped up about the 29, maybe 28-yard line. A nice run there once again from Quentin Stombaugh. Making it first down and 10 from the 29. First down and 10 from the Cavalier 29. 9:23 left to go in the quarter. So first down and 10 from the 29. The quarterback keeper for Stombaugh. Stombaugh is going to be wrapped up about the 30. Wrapped up by Mason Wise for a short gain.
No gain on the play. Second down.
I'm going to say he didn't gain anything, so he was able to just get to the line of scrimmage. So it's second down and 10 from the 29. Second and 10 from the 29. Two receivers on each side for Stombaugh. Johnson and Brandon to his right. Whitehead and Depew to his left. Keck in the backfield. Back to throw is Stombaugh. Pressure coming. It's a screen pass to Connor Depew, who catches at the 30. He's across the 25. Across the 20. Spins his way to about the 15. And Connor Depew, another catch for a first down for the Vandals. So first down and 10. Tate Duckles in on the tackle. And the ball is going to be placed at the Carlinville 16-yard line. So first down and 10 from the Cavalier 16. Vandals moving from right to left. Stombaugh goes play action. Instead, he's going to keep it himself on a quarterback keeper. A designed run as he's trying to get across the 15 and does. But he's going to be wrapped up shy of about the 10-yard line. So down at the Cavalier 13-yard line. So it's second down and 7 from the Cavalier 13. Second down and 7 from the Cavalier 13. Shotgun look for the Vandals. Back to throw with Stombaugh. He's looking. He's got a man open in the end zone. It is incomplete. Jacob Johnson, the intended receiver, bringing up third down and 7 from the 13. So third down and 7 from the Cavalier 13-yard line. It was a jump ball attempt for Jacob Johnson, but the pass was broken up by the Cavaliers. Bringing up third down and 7 from the Cavalier 13 with 7:25 left to go. Stombaugh designed run, and there's a flag on the play. He's got enough for a first down, and he's going to be in for a touchdown for the Vandals. But there is a flag on the play, so let's believe it's in the area of holding. So this play might be coming back. So it's offsides on Carlinville, a touchdown for the Vandals. So Quentin Stombaugh, his third rushing touchdown of the night, this time from 13 yards out. So a 13-yard touchdown run from Quentin Stombaugh at the 7:19 mark in the third quarter. So the confusion on the play is the extra point team is out for the Vandals. Was the penalty on Carlinville or not? It's hard to tell from what the officials are saying, as Jason Clay's won a explanation. As of right now, the kicking team is on the field. So they're going to wave it off. Not exactly sure what's happening, but the play, it was not a touchdown, excuse me, so it's going to be third down and two. So it was not a free play. He was lined up in the, it was a neutral zone infraction penalty, so it's not an automatic first down. So the Vandals do get a five-yard penalty, making it third down and two. So it's, make it second down and two, apparently. So it's second down and two. So second down and two for the Vandals. I believe the ball is going to be spotted at the 11. Okay, I thought it was third down, too. So a lot of confusion up here in the press box. We all thought it was third down. The line judge said it was second down. So now we got all sorted out. Third down and two from the 10-yard line, or 11-yard line, excuse me. Stallball on a quarterback keeper, and he's going to run his way into the end zone once again. Touchdown, Quentin Stallball. So this time it's from 2 yards shorter, so a 11-yard touchdown run from Quentin Stallball at the 7:01 mark in the third quarter, and the Vandals lead 34-0 pending the extra point. So an 11-yard touchdown run from Quentin Stallball from at the 7:01 mark in the third quarter. Sagan on to add the extra point. Snap is down, kick is up, it is good, and the Vandals lead 35-0 with 7:01 left to go in quarter number three. As we want to remind you that touchdowns are brought to you by Kaskaskia Supply and Rental, Turn at the Dragon, and Sir Fix-A-Lot for great deals and great advice at your Kaskaskia Supply and Rental in Vandalia. 35-0, the Vandals lead the Carlinville Cavaliers with 7:01 left to go in quarter number three. We'll take a break and come back on WKRV.
It's summer and time for lots of exciting new items at the Copper Penny in downtown Vandalia. It is Charter's patio season, and they serve on the patio Monday through Saturday from 11 to close. They have great new menu items, including burnt end summer sausage, loaded tater tots, fried mushrooms, toasted rav, honey battered corn dogs, blueberry cobbler, and charcuterie trays. Also, Wing Wednesday with 89-cent wings for dine-in and carry-out, and their bourbon sauce is back. You can beat the weekend crowd now with the $15 fried fish platters available Thursday along with Friday and Saturday. That's all at the Copper Penny in downtown Vandalia.
So it's first down and 10 for the Cavaliers from about their own 31. I believe they have it marked at, can't tell if it's marked at their 31 or 32. So we marked it at 32, so it's first down and 10 for the Cavaliers from their own 32. 6:54 left to go in the game. 35-0, the Vandals lead. Shotgun look for the Cavaliers. Back to throw is Dreyer. He's going to keep it himself. He's going to try to get across the 30. He does, and he's wrapped up at about the 35. A nice run there for Noah Bias as Caden Tidwell was in on the tackle. Making it second down and 7 from their own 35. So second down and 7 from their own 35. Vandals and Cavaliers lining up for this second down and 7 play from the Cavaliers 35. 6:13 left to go in the quarter. Man in motion for the Cavaliers. It's Mason Wise, as is Tate Duckles. So it's a give to Tate Duckles, and Tate Duckles is going nowhere. He's wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals as he's going backwards, as Jordan Colburn was in on the tackle. And it's going to be a third down and 9 from their own 34. So third down and 8 from their own 34. Vandals have swarmed to the football all night, and looks like they're keeping that intensity here in the third quarter. Third down and 9. 5:30 left to go in the quarter. Shotgun look for the Cavaliers. Back to throw is Byatt. He's rolling to his right. He's looking to get the pass away, and it is caught. Nope, it's bobbled and dropped by Noah Convery as Connor DePue was in on the hit, disrupting the pass, making it fourth down and 9 for the Cavaliers. The Cavaliers, for the second straight time here in this quarter, are going to be forced to punt. Fourth down and 9 with 5:16 left to go as Connor DePue sets up to receive the punt. So, fourth down and 9. Punt is away. It's going to be fielded by Connor DePue. He's going to let it bounce, actually. And it's going to be down at about the 33-yard line of the Vandals. So, it's first down and 10 from the Vandals 33 with 5:08 left to go here in quarter number 3. Andrew Casey now in at quarterback, it looks like. So Andrew Casey now going to be taking the snaps. Looks like he's going to have two men in the backfield with him, Jay Keck and Jacob Johnson in the backfield. DePue and Dahlball to his left. And I believe that's Wade Brandon to his right. First down and 10 for the Vandals. 5:08 left to go. Ball on their own 33. Casey barking out orders to the offense. Casey gives it to Jay Keck, but Jay Keck is going to take this ball. He's going to break the tackle. He's across midfield, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10. He is wrapped up just shy of the 5-yard line as Jay Keck was wrapped up in the backfield, kept his legs moving, and my goodness, Jay Keck, spun away from the tackle, kept the legs moving, and he had a huge gain, a 58-yard run for Jay Keck. And there's a sideline warning on the Cavaliers. But the ball is going to be deep in Cavalier territory as they have it first down and goal from the 7. So first down and goal from the Cavalier 7-yard line. 4:54 left to go here in the quarter. Casey looking to the sideline for the play call. Casey, two men in the backfield, Johnson and Jay Keck. There's going to be a whistle and a flag thrown. You're going to see who this flag is on. They're going to call a false start on the Vandals. So false start on the Vandals is going to back him up 5 yards to make it first down and goal from, I believe, the 13, excuse me. So first down and goal for the Vandals. Ball on the Cavalier 13-yard line with 4:40 left to go here in the quarter. Vandals still going with the two backfield look. Johnson and Keck in the backfield. DePue and Stoneball to the left of Andrew Casey. Wade Brandon to his right. Casey takes the snap, gives it to Jacob Johnson. We're grabbing another whistle, another flag, another false start on the Vandals. So it's first down and goal from the 18. First down and goal from the 18-yard line of the Cavaliers. .416 left to go here in quarter number 3. Vandals have the ball first and goal from the Cavalier 18-yard line. Jay Keck started off this drive with a nice 50-yard run, broke a tackle, and was wrapped up about the 7-yard line, but back-to-back false starts penalties give the Vandals the ball first down and goal from the Carlinville 18. So the give is to Andrew Casey. He's going to keep it on himself, and Andrew Casey gets it near the 11-yard line. So it's first and goal from the 11. Caleb Robinson in on the tackle for the Cavaliers. And it's second and goal from the 11. Second down and goal from the 11. So Vandals looking to the sideline for the play call. Clock continues to run. 3:19 left to go in the quarter. Play clock is at 15. Casey takes the snap. He's back to throw. He sets up a screen for DePue. DePue makes the catch. He's across the 10. Makes the move at the 5. He's pushing his way, fighting to the goal line, but it's going to be stopped a yard short of the first down. So make it third and goal from the 1 with 2:51 left to go in the quarter. Third and goal from the 1-yard line of the Cavaliers. Make it the 2-yard line, excuse me, for the Cavaliers. As Andrew Casey comes off the field, Quentin Stonball back in at quarterback. So Quentin Stonball back in at quarterback. Looks like it's going to be two receivers to his left, one to his right, or two receivers to his right, one to his left, and Jacob Johnson lined up as a fullback. Give this to Jay Keck. Keck is going to punch his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Vandals. Jay Keck for the second time tonight, this time from 2 yards out. And the Vandals have a 41-0 lead pending the extra point. With 2:10 left to go, 40. So 41-0, the Vandals lead with 2:10 left to go here in quarter number 3. As we want to remind you that Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by K. Marsh Insurance at 740 West Orchard Street in Vandalia. Call them at 618-431-8283. That's K. Marsh Insurance in Vandalia. Isaac Sagan to add the extra point. Jordan Colburn set to hold. Play clock is at 10. Snap is down. Kick is up. It is good. And Isaac Sagan, another PAT, making the score 42-0 with 2:10 left to go here in the third quarter. 42-0, the Vandals lead the Carlinville Cavaliers with 2:10 left to go in the third quarter. We'll take a break and come back on WKRV.
Quality work at a reasonable price. That's exactly what you'll get with Newsom's Pressure Washing. Newsom's Pressure Washing offers pressure and soft washing for roofs, siding, gutters, decks, and more. They do residential and commercial work, and they are fully insured. And Newsom's Pressure Washing offers free estimates. So for quality work at a reasonable price, call Newsom's Pressure Washing at 618-694-2638. 618-694-2638. Newsom's Pressure Washing.
Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371.
So Noah Bias returns the kick from the Cavaliers to about their own 32-yard line. Make that throw on 28, my apologies. So first down and 10 for the Cavaliers from their own 28-yard line. The Cavaliers continuing to move from left to right with a minute 40 left to go here in the third quarter. A reminder that the 42-0 score here in the second half means we will have a running clock the rest of the way as the give is to Tristan Thompson. And Tristan Thompson has a nice gain. He's across midfield. He's across the 45, and he has pushed down to about the 40. So it's first down and 10 from their own 41-yard line, excuse me. So first down and 10 for Carlinville at the Vandal 41. As Eli Mabry in on the tackle, Vandals having some of their backups in today. 42-0, the Vandals lead with 55 seconds left. We'll have a running clock the rest of the way. As the give is to Weston Kuykendall, and he continues to break a few tackles. He's across the 40. He's pushing his way. He's across the 35, and he's across the 20. He's down to the 10. So it's first down and 10 for the Cavvies from their own, from the Vandals 11, excuse me. So first down and 10 from the Carlinville 11-yard line. 23 seconds left to go here in the first quarter, or the third quarter, excuse me. 42-0, the Vandals lead with 16 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Cavaliers looking to punch it in for the first time tonight. So we're going to go ahead and have a whistle and a timeout taken by Cavaliers coach Chad Easterday. So we want to remind you the timeouts are brought to you by Culberson Heating and Cooling in Vandalia, your local Ream team dealer. Ream, a new degree of comfort, as the set of the clock just runs out to the fourth quarter. So we're going to go ahead and take a break and come back with the fourth on WKRB.
When looking for your next home, look no further than RE/MAX. Your local RE/MAX office is ready to help you find your next place to call home. They are dedicated to finding your dream home and have in-depth knowledge of our local community. So when looking for your next place to call home, look local at our local RE/MAX. Give them a call at 618-283-4436. That's your local RE/MAX at 618-283-4436 to find your next place to call home.
At Country Financial, we know the rising cost of buying and repairing farm equipment may lead you to worry about protecting those critical assets. As a leading farm insurer, we're here to help. Our enhanced AgriPlus coverage provides replacement costs for qualified equipment and wearable parts. This is Jordan Mahan, your local Country Financial rep. Call me today at 618-829-3973 to talk about your farm insurance needs. Farm policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
First down and 10 for the Cavaliers at the 11-yard line of the Vandals. The give is to 15 Tate Duckles, and Tate Duckles is wrapped up at about the inside the 10-yard line. So it's second down and 9 for the Cavaliers at their Vandal 9-yard line. Cavaliers looking to punch in their first touchdown of the night. They trail 42-0, 11:32 left to go in the quarter, a quarter that will see a running clock as the Cavaliers break their huddle. Three men in the backfield for Noah Byatts. Byatts gives it to Duckles, and Duckles is going to be wrapped up for a short gain. Excuse me, that was Weston Kuykendall. So Kuykendall in on the carry, but it's third down and I believe 9 still for the Cavaliers. Third down and 9 for the Cavaliers on the Vandal 11. 10:54 left to go in the quarter. Play clock at 18. Byatts, it's a sweep give to the Cavalier ball carrier, Tristan Thompson, and Tristan Thompson is inside the 5, and he's going to be wrapped up at the 2-yard line. And it's going to be a first down for the Cavaliers, ball on their own 1-yard line.
First down, Cavs!
So first down and goal for the Cavaliers on their own 1-yard line. 10:19 left to go here in quarter number 4. So Cavaliers going with their heavy package once again. Byatts under center. Byatts takes the snap, gives it to the big boy Kuykendall, and he's going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals, and he's going to be kept out of the end zone. A nice tackle there by Noah Langston. And it's second down and goal from the 1-yard line. So second down and goal from the 1-yard line. As the Cavaliers still trying to punch it in. 9:35 left to go in the game. Play clock at 20. Byatts under center. Gives it to Thompson on a jet sweep, and he's in. Touchdown, Cavaliers. And the Cavaliers are on the board for the first time tonight. It is 42-6, pending the extra point, as Tristan Thompson on a one-yard touchdown run at the 9:19 mark here in the quarter. So touchdown by Tristan Thompson from 1 yard out at the 9:19 mark in quarter number four. And it looks like the Cavaliers are going to go for two. As a give once again, it's going to be kept by Noah Bias, So the two-point conversion is good, and the Cavaliers trail 42-8. So 42-8, the Carlinville Cavaliers trail the Vandals with 9:19 left to go here in quarter number four. We'll take a break and come back with the rest on WKRB.
Hey, Bob, how about another burger?
Coming up. I knew Bob was such a grill master.
Yeah, and his team organized all the games for the kids.
Hey, guys, I think we can get you a better auto loan rate.
Wow.
It's what we do.
This is Melissa at the First National Bank of Brownstown. We're your neighbors and a part of the community. We offer you mobile banking, online bill pay, and a convenient ATM. First National Bank of Brownstown, equal housing lender and member FDIC. We support small town businesses because we are one.
Over the past 70 years, LCB, CPAs, and Advisors Limited have been providing exceptional accounting, tax, and bookkeeping services for their clients throughout the area. Their partners, Joe Kierlock, Mark Burnham, Beth Hawk, and Joe Barth, bring a wealth of knowledge in accounting, tax, and business consulting services. That's LCB, CPAs, and Advisors Limited at 1007 North 8th in Vandalia, 315 West College in Greenville, and 1101 Main Street in Highland. You can visit them online, lcb-cpas.com.
So, 42-8, the Vandals lead the Carlinville Cavaliers with 9:19 left to go here in the fourth quarter. As at the end of the two-point conversion, there's a late hit penalty called, so the ball is going to be placed at the Vandals' 45-yard line. So, the Cavaliers will kick it from the Vandals' 45-yard line as Connor Costello is set to punt, or excuse me, set to kick off with the Carlinville Cavaliers. So the ball placed at the Vandal 45. The kick is away, and it's going to bounce out of bounds. And it's going to be a penalty flag on the Cavaliers for the ball going out of bounds on the kickoff. So the ball will be placed at about the 40-yard line, I believe, for the Vandals, making it first down and 10 for the Vandals from, I believe, the 35. So the ball is going to be placed on the 35. So it's going to be first down and 10 from the Vandals 35. Andrew Casey in at quarterback. A couple of substitutions in for the Vandals. Tanner Stone in at wide receiver. We're backing up to the 30, I believe, now. So first down and 10 at the Vandal 30-yard line. Nick Jackson and I believe that is Brody Matthews, who are lined up as running backs. Lucas Bowers in as a receiver. So then we're on two receivers on each side for the Vandals. Nick Jackson. Oh, that's correct, actually. It was Nick Jackson and Brody Matthews who are lined up at tailback. So twin backfield look for the Vandals. Clock continues to run as the give is going to be to Brody Matthews, and Brody Matthews is going to be wrapped up after the 32. So it's going to be second down and 8 from the 32. Second down and 8 from the 32. Vandals will look to bleed this clock out with 8:42 left to go in the quarter. Two receivers to the left of Casey, one to the right, two men in the backfield. This is second down and 8 for the Vandals. Second down and 8 for the Vandals. Casey gives it to down and short for the Vandals. with 8:08 left to go here in the quarter. Connor Costello on the tackle for the Cavaliers. And it's third down and three for the Vandals at about their own 37. So third down and three from their own 37. Jackson and Matthews still in it as the receivers. Tanner Stone, a receiver to the right. Lucas Bowers also to his right. And Adam Buescher, the one receiver to his left. Casey takes the snap himself. He's going to be wrapped up shy of the 40. So I believe he didn't get a gain on that one. So it's going to be fourth down and three.
Yeah, nine.
So fourth down and three for the Vandals.
Fourth and four.
Make it fourth and four, excuse me. From the Cavalier 30, or the Vandal 36, excuse me. Fourth down and four from the Cavalier 36. Vandals will improve to 2-1 on the season. I believe they are set. They're going to go out to punt. Clock continues to run. 6:55 left to go in the quarter. Play clock is at 9.
20. Deep for Carbonville is Colson Ferrado.
Colson Ferrado set to return the punt as the kick is away. It is a high kick. It's going to bounce at the 50 and go out of bounds shy of the 40. So it's going to be a first down and 10 for the Cavaliers on their own 43-yard line. First and 10 for the Cavaliers on their own 43-yard line. Clock continues to run, 6:23 left to go. Here in this contest, Vandals will improve to 2-1 on the season. As the Vandal defense continues to shine. As this is looking like, barring any score, the lowest scoring game the Vandals have had so far. So a give to the Cavaliers wide receiver Tristan Thompson, and Tristan Thompson's across midfield, and he's in Vandal territory. Adam Buescher ran him out of bounds.
A gain of nine.
Making it second down and nine, or second down and one, excuse me, from I believe the 48. So second and one from the Vandals 48. 3 men in the backfield, 4 Byatts. Byatts gives it to Kuykendall. Kuykendall gets it to the 46. Good enough for Cavalier, first down. First down and 10 from the Vandals 46-yard line. A couple of substitutions in for the Vandals, who will improve to 2-1 on the year. About 4 minutes left to go here in this game, 4:55 to be exact. As a carry to Duckles, as Duckles is bouncing off a tackle, and he's going to be brought up shy of the 40, excuse me, Kuykendall. It was Kuykendall who was on the tackle or on the carry. As a mass substitution for the Cavaliers. A brand new set of 11 in there. Gus Gibbs is going to be lined up under center as a quarterback. So Gus Gibbs gives it to Cash Henrietta, as Henrietta is going to get a first down, but there is a flag on the play, a late penalty marker. So we are about 4:10 away from the end of this game. Holding on the Cavaliers, so they're going to be backed up. So it's going to be second down and I believe long for the Cavies. So second and 11 from their own 42 or 47, excuse me. Second and 11 from the 47. 3:40 left to go here in the game. Under center is Gibbs. Gibbs is going to keep it himself. He's going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals. And there's a couple of late flags on the play, as I believe Ridge Regan was on the carry, but there were 2 flags that were thrown on the play. 3:14 left to go here in the game. as I believe these penalties are going offset. That was going to be a penalty on Vandalia. So a penalty marker on the Vandals. That's going to go against, I believe, Gabe Torres. Clock continues to run. So the ball is inside the 35-yard line. First down and 10 on the Vandal 35 with 2:42 left to go here in the game. Gus Gibbs, pistol look for the Cavaliers on first down. Gibbs, high snap, it's over his head, and it's going to be recovered by the Vandals, I believe. So the Vandals recover the loose ball fumble. That was Nick Jackson on the fumble recovery, and the Vandals are going to have the ball first down and 10 from their own 42 with 2:15 left to go in the game. So first down and 10 for the Vandals from the year 3, I believe. 44. So they're on 44. A minute 54 left to go here in the game. As the Vandals will look to kill as much of this clock and secure their 42-8 win. So the Vandals will improve to 2-1 on the season. As Andrew Casey's just going to let this clock run out. Play clock at 18. Vandals will be back at home next Friday night when they take on the Piasol Southwestern Birds for homecoming. As the game is to Brody Matthews, who gets a short gain, making it second down and 9 from the 45. So second down and 9 on the Vandal 45-yard line. 1:10 left to go here in the game. A couple of late substitutions for the Vandals. As we are inside, 1 minute left to play, 55 seconds left to go to be exact. Play clock is at 11. Vandals give this to Nick Jackson as Jackson's across the 45, he's across midfield, he's across the 45, and he's going to be wrapped up past the 35. A nice run there by Nick Jackson, who's deep in Carlinville territory as he is down at about the 32, maybe 33-yard line, and that will be the final play of the game as the Vandals are just going to let the rest of this clock run out and take the 42-8 victory. 42-8, the Vandals come away with the win over the Carlinville Cavaliers to improve to 2-1 on this season. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap this one up here on WKRV.
Got 10 minutes? Online account opening is now available. Open your new Midland Consumer Checking, Savings, Money Market, or Certificate of Deposit account completely online and get our full suite of digital services. Online account opening is fast, simple, and convenient. See for yourself at midlandsb.com/openonline. Midland States Bank. Banking built better. Member FDIC.
For any truck-related issue, the call to make is Dish Truck Repair in Alma. Dish Truck Repair in Alma has mobile repair trucks, computer diagnostics, tires, and a full-service shop that can handle anything from oil changes to overhauls, and they do all trailer repairs. Just give them a call at 547-3182. That's 547-3182. You can also check them out online, dishtruckingandrepair.com, or you can find them on Facebook. That's Dish Truck Repair in Alma.
Your hometown Vandalia McDonald's is a part of the community and salutes the high school student athletes in our town. Whether it's for a drink run for the office during the day, starting your day off with breakfast, or grabbing dinner on your way home, make your hometown Vandalia McDonald's a part of your day. That's your Vandalia McDonald's, a proud supporter of our student athletes. That's McDonald's on Veterans Avenue in Vandalia.
LLCU, we love football, and it's time to drive to the end zone. Come into LLCU, pick a football, and receive an auto loan rate discount anywhere from 0.25% to 2.00% off of our already great loan rates. Get pre-approved before you car shop or refinance your car loan, and you could save with our competitive rates. Promotion ends October 31st or while footballs last. Visit LLCU.org for details. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Rates and terms subject to credit. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. We love to sell cars. We have a lot full of vehicles to choose from. Pick one out and enjoy the easy process, a quick trade appraisal, and we will quickly get you great numbers. I understand that everyone is busy and I respect your time. Did I mention we love to sell vehicles? So we will do our best to earn your business. You will see how easy it is to be a Northside customer. Thank you for your business from everyone at Northside Ford.
Your local South Central FS Fast Stop is excited to offer 15 cents off per gallon for the first 90 days for new Fast Stop fuel card holders. You heard that right, 15 cents off. Even businesses are eligible for this discount. Simply apply and be approved for your Fast Stop fuel card to experience the savings. Don't put it off. Visit your local Fast Stop today.
Whether it's just a small issue with your vehicle all the way up to a major job, don't make a move before you head to Expert Service on Hillsboro Road in Vandalia. Expert Service has better than 30 years of combined experience, so they've tackled it all before. And Expert Service will get you an estimate the same day you bring your vehicle in. So whether it's just the check engine light coming on or all the way up to an engine replacement, the stop to make is Expert Service in Vandalia. You can visit them online at ExpertServiceAutoRepair.com. That's ExpertServiceAutoRepair.com for Expert Service in Vandalia.
Are you looking for a safe and reliable way to grow your money? The FNB Community Bank has got you covered. Enjoy a 7-month non-auto renewing CD with a 4.64% APY, single interest due at maturity, or a 14-month non-auto renewing CD with a 3.82% APY, interest compounding monthly and due at maturity. Want a higher APY? We also have a 91-day auto renewing CD with a 4.84% APY, interest due at maturity. A minimum balance of $1,000 is required to obtain the annual percentage yield on the CD specials. APY on CDs less than 12 months are based on them automatically renewing or being renewed. Visit them online at www.thefnb.com or call 618-283-1141 for more information. The FNB Community Bank, Vandalia, Greenville, Mulberry Grove, Ramsey, and Patoka. Member FDIC.
So 42-8, the Vandals come away with the win over the Carlinville Cavaliers. As we want to remind you, the postgame is brought to you by BC Concrete and Construction. Owner Dustin Chandler and his crew can handle any residential and commercial work. They do foundations, flat work, and stamped concrete. They have 20 years of experience, and they are professional, dependable, and guarantee the highest quality work. Call them at 618-267-2571. That's BC Concrete and Construction. Vandals come away with the 42-8 win over the Carlinville Cavaliers. The Vandals improved to 2-1 on the season, and once again, it was a dominant performance by the Vandals defense, this time just giving up only 8 points against the Cavaliers, as they've given up a total of 43 points on the season. Very impressive numbers through the first three games of the year for the Vandals. Taking a look at their scoring summary, the Vandals got on the board first in their first drive of the game. Quentin Stonebaugh had a 10-yard touchdown run at the 7:59 mark in the first quarter. Isaac Sagan's PAT attempt was good, giving the Vandals a 7-0 lead. Then at the 57-second mark of the first quarter, once again, Quentin Stonebaugh from 3 yards out this time. Sagan's PAT attempt was good to give the Vandals a 14-0 lead. Then at the 6:04 mark in the third quarter, Stonebaugh connected with Jacob Johnson from 31 yards out. Again, Sagan's PAT attempt would give the Vandals a 21-0 lead. Then at the 4:06 mark in the second quarter, Jay Keck ran it in from 10 yards out, giving the Vandals a 28-0 lead after Sagan once again added an extra point. And the third quarter is more of the same. Quentin Stonebaugh ran it in from 11 yards out, and the PAT attempt was good, giving the Vandals a 35-0 lead. And Jay Keck ran it in at the 2-yard mark at from the 2:10-second mark in the third quarter, giving the Vandals their 42-0 lead. The Cavaliers were able to score for midway through quarter number four. A Tristan Thompson 1-yard touchdown run and the 2-point conversion from Noah Bides was good, giving us the final score of 42-8. Our highlight of the night is brought to you by Motivated Outdoors. Motivated Outdoors is a next-gen hunting blinds dealer. They also do soil sampling, bush hogging, garden tilling, small tree and brush cleaning, landscape, rock, and mulch installation, and much more. You can reach them at 618-267-3668. Again, that is Motivated Outdoors. your next-gen honey blinds dealer. Our highlight of the night comes from Quentin Stallball. He was able to get the Vandals on the board early with that 10-yard touchdown run, giving the Vandals a lead that they would never look back from, giving them also their second win of the season to improve to 2-1 on the year. Reminder to check out the Sports Connection tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. when we hear from Vandals football coach Jason Clay, as well as Vandals quarterback Quentin Stallball and Tyler Stapleton. We'll have interviews from South Central baseball coach Kurt Jones, as well as Altamont Indians coach Alan Witt. And we'll also hear from Mulberry Grove baseball coach Sam Barber. Again, that is tomorrow on the Sports Connection at 8 a.m. The Vandals will be back in action on Friday, when they're back at home against the Piestall Southwestern Birds. It is homecoming, so I believe it is going to be a 6:30 kickoff attempt, and we'll have the broadcast for you here once again on 107.1 FM WKRB. Again, 42-8 is our final. For Lexi Davis back in the studio, I'm Isaac Isringhausen saying good night from Carlinville High School.
Vandals football on 107.1 FM, WKRV, available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.